On Friday's Page One, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor abandoned debt reduction talks led by Vice President Joseph Biden. Top Republicans say they won't give in to a Democratic push for tax increases. Fugitive Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger was arrested in California after 16 years on the lam. That ended an embarrassing chapter for the FBI. And how a cell phone delivered information about Osama bin Laden's contacts in Pakistan. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says talks aimed at clearing the way for raising the federal debt limit all but collapsed. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said he wouldn't attend the talks because Democrats are pushing for phasing out some income tax deductions. Cantor said that amounts to a tax increase, and there's no support for tax increases in the House. Arizona Senator John Kyle said he too would skip the next negotiating session. He and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell are turning up the pressure on President Obama to play a larger role in the push for a deal. Also on Friday's Page One, the New Jersey legislature is moving to cut benefits for state employees. That's a big victory for Republican Governor Chris Christie and a major setback for the state's public employee unions. The Assembly passed the bill 46-32 as protests continued outside the State House. Leaders in the state Senate say they'll approve the Assembly bill on Monday. Friday's Page One has details on how the FBI caught fugitive Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger. He was on the 10 most wanted list and facing charges for 19 murders, but apparently he'd been hiding out in plain sight in California. The FBI changed tactics a few days ago and focused on finding his longtime companion, dental hygienist Catherine Grieg. A tipster pointed agents to an apartment in Santa Monica. Bulger became an FBI agent in the 1970s. Carolyn Ryan of The Times picks up the story from there.
It was during a period where the FBI was targeting the Italian mob, and they used some of these Irish mob figures to gather information. And then it grew to the point where the FBI was essentially protecting Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger's handler at the FBI was a man named John Conley. And John Conley got in so deep with Whitey Bulger that he ended up corrupting the department. And they eventually tipped him off when he was about to be indicted in 1995. That's when he escaped Boston, and that's when this drama of him being on the lam began. I was a Metro editor of the Boston Globe, and this is the story that loomed over Boston. We would hear that he was in Vietnam, in Argentina. I sent people to Alaska to look for him with a bounty hunter. There was just the sense that he was out there somewhere and that we were going to find him, and of course we didn't, and the FBI didn't for a really long time. People can't believe, first, that he was caught alive, but also after such an epic story, for him to be found in this sort of pedestrian setting in Santa Monica, California, it seems so incongruous and sort of anticlimactic.
Carolyn Ryan of The Times. The commandos who raided Osama bin Laden's hideout last month brought back the cell phone that belonged to bin Laden's courier. Like bin Laden, the courier was killed in the raid. But the phone contained numbers for a militant group that has connections to Pakistan's intelligence agency. Bin Laden apparently used that group as part of his support network. Even so, American intelligence officials say there's no smoking gun, showing Pakistan's spy agency was protecting bin Laden. High gasoline prices have pushed some used car prices close to list prices for new cars. That's particularly true for compacts and for hybrids like the Toyota Prius. The National Auto Auction Association says compact cars that are less than 5 years old are worth about 30% more on the wholesale market than they were only 6 months ago. This is the inaugural season for the Portland Timbers soccer team in Oregon. Times reporter Ken Belson says the Timbers are the hot ticket in Portland. The fans are more than enthusiastic, the stadium's appealing, and the corporate boosters are backing the team. It may be hard to export all that to other cities, notably New York, which is expected to get a Major League Soccer franchise before long. Inside Friday's Times, Syria's economy is posing a new danger for President Bashar al-Assad. Times reporter Anthony Shadid says the revolt there wasn't just a reaction to Assad's crackdown. Market reforms have cut subsidies on food and fuel. That's left Syrians frustrated. Compounding their money problems is a drought that began in 2006. It's now driven 1.5 million people into cities from the countryside, and there aren't enough jobs. In Iran, a close ally of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been arrested. That word came from Iranian news agencies. It may mean Ahmadinejad's power struggle with Iran's highest religious leader is deepening. The semi-official news agency Fars did not say why Ahmadinejad ally Mohammad Sharif Malikzadeh had been arrested. A report from another news agency referred to allegations of financial misdeeds. To replace some of the oil production lost during the conflict in Libya, the U.S. and its allies are releasing 60 million barrels. It's coming from emergency petroleum reserves. Half will come from the U.S. Friday's Business Day section says the announcement sent oil prices down. The benchmark crude in the U.S. fell $4.39 a barrel to $91.02. European crude fell even more. The Supreme Court gave drug companies two major victories. One decision limited lawsuits from people injured by generic drugs. The other struck down a law that banned some commercial uses of prescription data. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion in the generic drug case. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.